This is Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Every Lunar New Year, a group of volunteer artists sneaks through Tacoma in the dead of night. They hide thousands of colorful glass floats, what look like 5-inch orbs with an insignia stamped on the top. If you've been in Tacoma sometime over the past month and you've seen folks shaking bushes, climbing trees, or turning up rocks, you've likely seen a collector of what are locally called monkey shines. Miss Monkey is the mysterious creator of this tradition, and she is celebrating 20 years of hiding these glass pieces. KUOW's Alex Rochester spoke with Miss Monkey about the tradition and what it takes to make it all possible.
The entire Monkey Shine project is so shrouded in secrecy that its creators don't share their real identities.
Hi, my name is Miss Monkey, and I am one of the people that started the Monkey Shines project in Tacoma, Washington.
And could you describe what a Monkey Shine is for us?
So Monkey Shine is known as a prank or a mischievous act, which seemed perfect for us because in Tacoma, the Monkey Shines project is about bringing joy to the community by placing random pieces of fine art glass floats and medallions all over Tacoma.
Take us back to the beginning of this project.
In 2003, Mr. Monkey and I were blowing glass in a hot glass studio in Tacoma, Washington. And if anybody's been to Tacoma in the fall or November, you know, it gets a little gray and gloomy, and you know that clouds are coming for the next few months. And we were feeling the heaviness, and we thought, well, let's make some glass floats and we'll hide them on a beach and we will follow people and we will watch them find them, and then we'll ask them, what'd you find? And they'll be excited to find it because we're going to make them really beautiful, and then we'll be excited for them, and we won't disclose who we were, and everybody will be really happy, and that would uplift us. Mr. Monkey had a stamp that he had made, a bronze casting of a monkey head, and we stamped all of the glass floats with this monkey head to make them a little more special. More people heard about our project and got excited and wanted to be a part of it. And so we made about 200 floats the very first year. We were trying to get these out before Christmas time, and we just ran out of time. And we looked around for the next holiday after Christmas to put them out. And the next holiday was Lunar New Year. And it just happened to be Year of the Monkey. And so it became this serendipitous event connected with Lunar New Year.
I'd love to hear a bit more about that first time putting them out and about in Tacoma. Were you doing this in the middle of the night? How did you do it in a way that nobody would notice what you were doing, so it was very secretive?
The very first year we did it, we wanted to surprise the city. So we all gathered in the middle of the night, and we just call it Oh Dark Monkey. We don't comment on when we hide these. We wanted to catch as many places as we could demographically within the city limits with our 200 floats. And then we came back and we met at a local coffee shop, and we waited. And well, monkeys aren't the most patient people, as it turns out. So we sent out a press release saying, you know, this crazy thing has happened in Tacoma. What's going on? And we started calling news tip lines saying, we're finding glass. People are finding glass. And we were just delighted with ourselves, you know. None of this was a plan. It was exceeded our expectations for happiness. And then we put it to bed. So about a year later, people were starting to have conversations. Was this going to happen again? Well, in for a penny, in for a pound. If we're going to do this for another year, we will do it for the entire 12 years of the Lunar New Year.
The project is now in its 20th year, moving through its second lunar calendar. It's grown a lot, and other Tacoma glass artists contribute their pieces. We went to the Tacoma Glassworks in downtown, where we met
Janine Sigafu, so I'm the co-owner. We probably got started with her the year we opened, probably 2007. It's a full month of work.
The glass studio has three glass blowers making monkey shines, but few of them have actually found a glass orb out in the wild.
Ironically, this year, every year I go looking, even though we make them, I've never found one. This year I found one. It was incredibly thrilling to find one. Now I know what people feel, that like joy of finding something that's organic and it's beautiful and it's made in Tacoma. The cool thing is that over the years, more people are looking, which feels like less people are finding. You'd be surprised how tricky they get up in trees, they're under rocks, I think we just had one show up from 2 years ago.
For Janine, the popularity of monkey shines reflects an important part of the city. The glassblowers at Janine's studio all started glassblowing at the Hilltop Heritage Middle School, one of the only places in the state where students can begin learning the craft at a young age.
For me, it is Tacoma. Glass is Tacoma. I mean, they have kids blowing glass at 12, 13, junior high school programs. I think the fact that it starts as like molten honey and then can become a bowl within 30 minutes or something beautiful, I think that's incredible. And I think that there's not a lot of like art forms that can take you away from all the madness of the world. And this does, because you have to focus on it. You have to think about 2,300 degrees in front of you. It takes like your full dedication. They make it look easy.
Could you quickly summarize the glass making process? Like, what do you start with and how do you end up with a monkey shine?
When you're in the hot shop itself.
Kind of already hear it cooling down and hardening.
The artist will have these metals, so these bronze stamps with them, and it's a matter of gathering up a couple rolls of glass on a blowpipe, rolling it in frit, which is colored glass chips, gathering over it again in clear, blowing it out, creating a round, as near perfect circle as possible. The piece gets blown, and it gets dropped off into a receptacle where it gets another blob of hot glass on the top. And it will finally be stamped with this year's Year of the Rabbit. And that's how you can tell it's an authentic monkey shine.
How has this project changed your relationship with Tacoma?
We just celebrated our 20th anniversary of the Monkey Shine Project. And we've grown into a large, really, misfit, I don't know what you call us. We had 2,300 floats. We had about 700 individual fine art pieces that we put out. So this year, our gift to Tacoma was 3,000 individual pieces of art, produced and hidden by over 200 individuals. We like to maintain our anonymity. The first year, as we were putting glass out into the public realm, we were afraid that, you know, it could be problematic. We just didn't know what we were doing. And we liked the idea of guerrilla art. We do not sell a monkey shine orb or a medallion. You have to find those. We don't gift them. There's no way you can get them. So it wasn't about reflecting back on us. We didn't need any credit for what we were doing. What we were looking for is just injecting some joy into our community and bringing up the vibe.
There is a good chance some monkey shines are still out there waiting to be found. If you are interested in hunting for one, Miss Monkey says, please don't keep more than one and enjoy the hunt.
People, you know, take the day off of work and gather their families together and begin. Grandparents now, parents, children, friends. You can pretty much spot a monkey shine hunter. So when you're walking on the street and you see somebody else shaking the bushes or looking up in trees, you have a pretty good idea what they're up to. Some people hunt for years, literally years, on their feet. Or somebody has been looking for 17 years and just found something. So just because you go out hunting doesn't mean you'll come home with a piece of glass. It's just really created an awareness of the entirety of the city for those hunters. It gets them into new neighborhoods. It gets them into different parks. It gets them into different areas. You start really connecting with your space when your feet on the ground. It's very easy for one person to make a difference, and we'd like it to be every one of our Monkey Shine followers and hunters and hiders and family. You know, we're out there trying to make a difference in Tacoma.
And if you missed out on the rush to find a Year of the Rabbit monkey shine, don't worry. Some of these orbs are so well hidden that it takes years to find them all around the city. You still have a chance. Thanks for listening to Soundside. By the way, this show is only possible because listeners support us. If you are able to give right now, check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.